What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about 8 more terms and definitions that you might hear when you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person. This is part 3. The other 2 parts are going to be in the description of this video. I'm going to link the other 2 parts in the description in the podcast. But this is part 3. So this is 24 all together, y'all. Part 3. I've already done 16 definitions. I'm going to link the other 2, but this is part 3 right here, y'all. But before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you join the newsletter email list. Seriously, I have kids' books coming out. I have courses coming out, new merch, new stuff, new things going on within my life, behind the scenes type of stuff. So join the newsletter. The link is in the description as well. I don't spam people. I don't send BS. It's literally just good communications and things like that. So link is in the description, y'all. Seriously.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
But yeah. 8 terms. So the first term we're going to talk about is love bombing. Love bombing or idealization, y'all. The first term is going to be love bombing or idealization. This is the first stage of the narcissistic abuse, toxic abuse cycle right here, y'all. Love bombing, idealization is when a narcissistic person, when you first meet them or whatever, they're bombing you with love. It's a bomb, y'all. It's literally an explosion of love. It's not a slow drip where you get to know each other. It's, hey, I met you. You know my first name. I know your first name. You really want to know my last name? Marry me and it'll be your last name. You learn it at the same time when you sign the marriage certificate. It's pretending to be or giving you everything, giving you everything that you want and need. Sometimes like pretending to be the person that you've always been praying for, like the person you prayed for to God. Love bombing is intense. It's just, yeah, this is when they wrap you up. This is when they get you. This is when you miss the red flags. This is when they are, you know, this is when they're literally promising you a future together. Love bombing is not, it can feel like real love, but in the end, it doesn't end up looking or being real love because it was just an obsessive stage when a narcissistic person is like lifting you to the highest of heavens. They're putting you on this pedestal, but the same pedestal that they put you on, they can knock you off of. They will knock you off of eventually. That's just how it goes with narcissistic people, y'all. Sooner or later, you're going to get knocked off this pedestal. So love bombing, idealization is the first definition, y'all. The second one, triangulation. Triangulation. This is when it's like the triangle shape, y'all. The narcissistic person, toxic person, is pitting you against somebody else or pitting somebody else against you. Maybe somebody you don't even know. A lot of times, this works in relationships with the narcissist and the new supply and you. They triangulate. They turn the new supply on you. They turn you against the new supply. Y'all don't even know each other sometimes, y'all. When you're trying to co-parent with somebody you don't like and then they got a new partner, they are trying to triangulate you. It's turning people against each other or manipulating multiple people in a narcissistic person. Like y'all be arguing, fussing and fighting and a narcissistic person is sometimes they can take a step back and just y'all are fighting only because the narcissist is in the picture. If the narcissist removed themselves, the triangle collapses and y'all don't even know each other. Y'all don't even interact. The narcissist is the central focus in the drama, in the conflict. Triangulation. It happens all the time, y'all. The next term, this is going to be a double term, y'all. Scapegoat and golden child. So scapegoat and golden child have to do with narcissists and their children, toxic people and their children. The scapegoat child is like what it sounds like, the scapegoat. They get the worst of treatment. They get blamed for everything. They get held accountable for things. You know, the narcissistic person takes all their anger and frustration out on the scapegoat children. Could be the stepkid. could be whoever it is, and they're like they get it all. The scapegoat gets the leftovers, pretty much the leftover love from the narcissistic person. But like I said, Lee, the leftover love, where's the rest of the love go? To the golden child or children. The golden child or children, the narcissist sees their good qualities reflected back at them from the golden child. So the narcissist is the golden child. Like, you treat gold like you treat gold like it's valuable, don't you? So the narcissistic person in this circumstance is treating the golden child like a valuable child. You see what I'm saying? The golden child is covered in gold. The scapegoat child is covered in rust. You see what I'm saying? Rust used to be could be a beautiful metal, but it's just been oxidized and treated badly. It hasn't been taken care of. So golden children still get traumatized, but they get treated better than scapegoat children from the outside eye. It's still trauma. They still go through trauma because they don't get held to the same standards. Like, they get lifted up. Being a golden child can be extremely tough as well. I'm not saying it's like being a child of a narcissist is difficult regardless. You know what I mean? But scapegoat children get treated way worse than golden children and get the brunt of everything, y'all. The fourth definition is going to be smear campaign, y'all. The smear campaign from a narcissist. The smear campaign is literally smearing your name or reputation in poop. Smear campaign, like covering your reputation, trying to discredit you by lying, making up rumors, just saying all kinds of BS, just lying on your name, trying to hurt your feelings, trying to ruin your reputation in public or wherever. That narcissistic person is trying to get out ahead of you to discredit your name, to discredit your, you know, to maybe get you fired from a job, to maybe make you lose friends and family members and things like that, because they think you, the narcissistic person thinks that you hurt their feelings. So they're trying to hurt you. That's just how it goes. You hurt me, I need to hurt you. I'm just returning the favor. I'm just matching your energy. No, a smear campaign does not have the truth in it, y'all. The smear campaign is full of lies and rumor. You telling your story about what you went through with a narcissist, as long as it's the truth, cannot be a smear campaign. The smear campaign cannot be the truth. It doesn't contain the truth. And the truth is not a smear campaign. It just cannot be. So telling your story is not a smear campaign. You launched a smear campaign on me. You telling your story. You telling people what I did to you. You telling people what I did to you. You see what I'm saying? The truth cannot be a smear campaign, y'all. It just cannot be. And the best way to deal with the smear campaign a lot of times, y'all, is to just ignore it, because the narcissistic person wants you to argue, fuss, and fight with them. That's just how it goes, y'all. They really, really want you to fight and fuss with them. And the smear campaign doesn't always happen at the end of a relationship with a narcissist. The smear campaign can happen during the relationship. It can start happening during the relationship. They can start talking junk about you to their friends and family while y'all are actively still together. That happens quite a bit as well, y'all. Gotta be very, very weary, very careful of that as well. The next term is going to be JADE. J-A-D-E. J-A-D-E is a technique, an acronym for do not justify, do not attack. I mean, do not argue, do not just, J-A-D-E. Do not justify, argue, defend, explain. So justify, argue, defend, explain. You put do not in front of each one of those words. So don't justify. Don't argue. Don't defend yourself. Don't explain. This technique helps you communicate with narcissistic people, y'all, and protect your emotional health. It just does. And sometimes physical health. Because you can't always go no contact with a narcissist or toxic person. So using the J technique helps maintain your sanity, y'all, because narcissistic people want to try to trigger you into an argument, want to try to trigger you to fuss or fight with them. They want to try to trigger you and you know, just make you battle with them, make you fight with them. Because if they can trigger you, they can control you. So when a narcissistic person says something to you, you want to justify yourself. You want to justify yourself, which ends up leading to an argument, which ends up leading to you defending yourself, which leads to you end up over-explaining yourself. Y'all, they don't care. Don't over-explain yourself to somebody who's not even trying to listen, who's not trying to hear you anyway. They just want, their goal is just prove you wrong. They're not trying to listen to you. They don't want to, I'm saying, they don't care. At the end of the day, they do not care. They don't. You know, they don't care about how you feel at the end of the day. As long as their feelings, they feel like they won. They want to defeat you. So as long as they make you feel defeated, they have accomplished their goal. So don't justify, argue, defend, explain. Don't get roped into a conflict, y'all. You don't. I hear you don't have to attend every argument that you're invited to. I heard that, and I was like, yeah, that is absolutely true. You do not have to attend every argument that you're invited to, y'all. My mic came off. Give me one second. You gonna hear a couple of quick sounds, y'all. Bear with me. Okay, we're back. Next term is going to be yellow rock. Yellow rock, you know, gray rock is when you're dealing with a narcissistic person and you just remove their emotional responses to them. You don't let them trigger you emotionally. It just, you become like a rock, y'all. Become born as a rock. Be very careful using gray rock, because sometimes people will, you mean, they'll lose their minds. Yellow rock is low communication with a narcissist or toxic person, especially when you're trying to co-parent with them, y'all. Yellow rock means you are only, and this is my interpretation of y'all, you only are responding to what's necessary about the kids. You're skimming for the kids' names. Like, they send you a long message, you don't have to read, don't read the whole message. Skim for the kids' names, read that sentence before, read the sentence after, and keep it moving, y'all. Because, and only reply to the part about the kids. You don't, like I said, y'all, you can be friendly to people like that. Don't try to be friends with them. But like, you yellow rock is mean you is extremely low contact about the children. We're only talking about the children. We're not asking how their day. I mean, you can ask how their day is going. Like, oh, hope you're having a good day. The kids, this. Don't get entangled into it. No. Oh, my day is going terrible. I need help with it. No. What about the kids? Always about the kids. Redirect about the kids. Hey, kids. The kids' names are not in it, you're not responding to it. If this is not about the kids, you're not entertaining it. Don't do it. I'm just telling you, yellow rock. Become boring. Do that type of stuff, y'all. Don't remove your emotional reactions, because your emotional reaction is like currency to narcissists. It's like giving them money. The next one, y'all, number 7, is the discard phase. Discard phase. The final stage of a narcissistic toxic abuse relationship, y'all. Discarded. You got discarded by the narcissist. You know, the cycle goes love bombing, idealization, devalue, discard. Discard is when they get rid of you. I tell these people all the time, y'all, there is 2 stages to the discard phase. The first stage is the emotional discard, where they emotionally get rid of you. They emotionally disconnect from you. They emotionally remove the love and the care and affection from you. Like I said, just because they emotionally discard you doesn't mean that they will physically discard you. Emotional discard and physical discard, they can both happen, or one of them can happen. You know, the first one can happen. Like, just because they emotionally disconnect from you, then there's no more love, care, affection. It kind of seems like you're dating a whole different person right now. You're married to a whole different person right now. Y'all become roommates, so to speak. Like, it goes like that. They emotionally get rid of you, but they physically are still with you. The emotional discard is when they emotionally disconnect from you and they start treating you badly. It doesn't mean that they will get rid of you. Just because they have emotionally got rid of you does not mean that they will physically get rid of you. You know what I mean? Physical and emotional discards are different. But sometimes when they emotionally discard you, when they emotionally get rid of you, they're trying to emotionally connect to someone else. And when they emotionally connect to someone else, that's when they physically get rid of you. They'll physically discard you, physically break up with you, you know. But just because they emotionally break up with you doesn't mean that they will physically break up with you. They might keep you around. Even if they find somebody else, they might keep you around and just live a double life. That happens all the time, y'all. And the last word, the last definition, y'all, is the word supply. What is narcissistic supply? You know, what is narcissistic? So if you Google it, what is narcissistic supply? What is narcissistic supply? The first thing that comes up, narcissistic supply refers to the constant supply of attention and admiration needed by narcissists. Validation. To me, supply is just validation, y'all. You can get validation from a lot of different sources. Supply, to me, doesn't necessarily have to come from a person. It can literally come from a job, a whatever. It doesn't have to come from a direct person. You get validation from so many different sources. Narcissistic supply is what narcissistic people need to keep moving. You see what I'm saying? They need that attention. They need that supply. They need that validation. So you hear somebody say, oh, you just supply to the narcissist. They mean you're just validation for the narcissist. You are fuel for them, so to speak. Like, you're fueling the narcissistic person with whatever is going on with the situation at hand. Don't be, like I said, you can't help but be like, everybody out, this is how it goes. The supply a narcissist gets from you runs out. whatever supply that they're getting from you, whatever validation, if it's physical supply, if it's financial supply, if it's emotional supply, if it's mental supply, whatever supply that narcissistic person gets from you typically runs out. Like the validation runs low. Like they don't, like the same validation that they used to get from you doesn't feel the same anymore. You know? So when it doesn't feel the same anymore, they start treating you differently. You know what I mean? Damn, my cat is, y'all hear that? My cat just ran, like, headbutted at the door. Oh my goodness. But anyway, y'all, narcissistic supply, all the other good stuff. I'm gonna, like I said, I'm gonna link the other two videos with the previous definitions in the comment section. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode, y'all. I truly appreciate y'all. If you made it this far, y'all, hit the subscribe button. Hit just subscribe to the channel. It costs you nothing. Zero, nothing. Anyway, y'all, thankful for y'all, super thankful. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. Thank you for watching all the way through. I'm eternally grateful for you. If you haven't already, you made it this far, you might as well go and hit this subscription button, y'all. Turn on the notifications so we can reach more people. Help me reach more people and whatnot. The self-love brand is available as well. Link is in the description of every single video I do, y'all. I'm aware this is the I Love Me brand. The self-love journal is also available to y'all. I have a weekly newsletter that goes out as well. If you haven't, check in the Join the Channel memberships for some behind-the-scenes access and more perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace.